God. Amen. Come on, Brother Godby, and just obey the Lord tonight again. And again, we certainly appreciate them and certainly appreciate their ministry. Praise God.
God bless you, brother. Lord God, sure good to be back in the house of the Lord again tonight.
Yeah.
Come Amen. On. Enjoying the service. And I appreciate what how well y'all have treated us. Y'all treat us like we're somebody, and we really appreciate it. Have a wonderful place to stay today, and a great meal after the service. We ate real well in the service, and then after the service, I ate again. Praise yeah. God. And I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Lord God, just good to be among God's people. Hallelujah. Brother Bobby is trying to saying I was a pastor and evangelist. I'm Eddie Godby, M.D. Praise God. Y'all didn't know that, did you? I have an M.D. Praise God. Make do. Praise God. Lord God, that's me. Hallelujah. Praise God. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all of my days. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me, oh Lord, I pray. Just look behind me. Tell me, what do you see? It's the blessings of God, my sweet Lord, overtaking me. All of his goodness I cannot measure. All of his mercy can never be told. But talk about his blessing. Oh, talk about his blessing. Well, I can't escape. They overtake wherever I go. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all of my days. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Oh Lord, I pray, just look behind me. Tell me, what do you see? It's the blessings of God, my sweet Lord, overtaking me. 30 long years, Lord, I have served you. And you know I've tried this race to run. But Lord, how you bless me. Oh Lord, how you bless me. I can't escape. They overtake wherever I go. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all of my days. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me, oh Lord, I pray. Just look behind me. Tell me, what do you see? It's the blessings of God, my sweet Lord, overtaking me. Praise God. Now, you know, I wondered a lot of times. Brother Bailey Price, I was thinking this morning, and Brother Bobby's preaching so good. Brother Bailey Price, I don't know if y'all know him. He's 99 years old this year. He said a while back, he always walks and walks around the altar when the service gets real good, and he says, I'm a laying down some happy tracks. Praise God. 98 years old, I think, last year. No, year before last. He's probably 100 now. Praise God. 98 years old, walking around the altar doing a fellowship service. And he said, I'm just laying down some happy tracks. Praise God. Have you looked behind you? Have you looked behind you? Goodness and mercy is following you. And you're laying down some happy tracks. Praise God. Oh, glory, glory, glory. Brother Josh asked me to sing a little bit of this. I'm not only going to make it, I'm going to enjoy my trip. I've made up my mind, there's no turning back, this is it. With Jesus to carry my load, sweet heaven is my goal. I'm not only going to make it, I'm going to enjoy my trip. Well, I heard about a place that the Lord went away to prepare. It sounded so great, I'm going to live up there. Since he saved my weary soul, sweet heaven's been my goal. I'm not only going to make it, I'm going to enjoy my trip. I'm not only going to make it, I'm going to enjoy my trip. Well, I made up my mind, there's no turning back, this is it. With Jesus to carry my load, sweet heaven as my goal. I'm not only gonna make it, I'm gonna enjoy my trip. Oh, Satan, he'll tell you there's nothing left to do but stop. He'll say there's no way that you'll ever reach the top. But praise the Lord, here I stand. I got a glimpse of the promised land. I'm not only gonna make it, I'm gonna enjoy my trip. I'm not only gonna make it, I'm gonna enjoy my trip. I made up my mind, there's no turning back, this is it. With Jesus to carry my load, sweet heaven as my goal. I'm not only gonna make it, I'm gonna enjoy my trip. Praise God, would you lift your hands and give him praise? God, glory, glory. Hallelujah. I like to make this trip. I like to make a good landing on the other side. Praise God. We sure appreciate y'all. We thank you for having us, and Brother Bobby and Sister Linda have been so kind to us, and y'all just making us feel so welcome, and just a privilege to be with you. And we thank you for the offering. We appreciate your fellowship. Praise God. It's just good to get to know you. And I really just thank you. Praise God. Thank you. I really appreciate it. After the service tonight, my wife and I will be slipping off pretty quick. And we got an outdoor furnace that I got to go feed. Praise God. And when I left this morning, my wife looked back up on the porch and we've got a chicken up on the metal chicken. And it's up on the side of the house there, and it's got a welcome sign under it. And she said, look, our chicken's about to blow off. Praise God. And that thing was turned around all the way sideways. I guess it's a rooster. It ain't been laying any eggs. Praise God. But it was pulled all the way over to the side there. Praise God, all the furniture blowed all over the place on the porch, all that plastic furniture, man, just scattered all over the place. Glory to God. And so we're going to head back this evening and feed that monster one more time before we go to bed tonight. Praise God. But we sure appreciate you and we love you. Would you turn with me to Genesis chapter 29? And I appreciate Brother Scott obeying the Lord. Praise God. I worked in a hospital for some time. I'll just keep on talking while you turn to Genesis 29, beginning in verse 13. I worked at the hospital for quite a few years. And the nurses there in the ICU told me, Brother Scott, that the last thing to leave a human was their ability to hear. Praise God. Glory to God. So tonight, I need to preach to you. Praise God. Would you listen? Listen. Glory to God. Listen. Genesis chapter 29, beginning in verse 13, going to read down to verse 20. Would you stand with me for the reading of God's word? And it came to pass when Laban heard the tidings of Jacob, his sister's son, that he ran to meet him and embraced him and kissed him and brought him to his house. And he told Laban all these things. And Laban said to him, Surely thou art my bone and my flesh. And he abode with him the space of a month. And Laban said unto Jacob, Because thou art my brother, shouldest thou therefore serve me for naught? Tell me, what shall thy wages be? And Laban had two daughters. The name of the elder was Leah, and the name of the younger was Rachel. Leah was tender-eyed, but Rachel was beautiful and well-favored. And Jacob loved Rachel and said, I will serve thee 7 years for Rachel, thy younger daughter. And Laban said, It is better that I give her to thee than that I should give her to another man. Abide with me. And Jacob served 7 years for Rachel, and they seemed unto him but a few days for the love he had to her. Praise God. Would you help me pray? Heavenly Father, we're grateful, Lord, for the word of God. We're grateful, Lord, for all that's been done, Lord, all that's been said, God. And I pray, Lord, that you just smile on us tonight, God. Bless this message that you've given me, Lord, and help me, Lord, to deliver it faithfully, God. Bless the hearts to receive it, Lord, and lead us to this altar, Lord. Let this altar be the highest part of the service. God, we will fail not to praise you and give you the honor and glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God. Thank you for standing. I appreciate it. Glory to God. My wife and I had been studying in the book of Genesis. We studied together in the morning and read through things. And I read, and sometimes she reads, but most of the time I read aloud. And then we throw things around, you know, kick them around. And praise God, try to figure out what the Word of God is trying to say to us. And I was reading this, and my wife, just out of the blue, she said, Eddie, what does it mean to be tender-eyed? Praise God.
Go ahead.
What does it mean to be tender-eyed? Well, yeah, y'all ever read anything and thought you knew what you read? Praise God.
Go ahead.
You ever been through some things and thought you knew what you were talking about? Glory to God. And I began to look at that, and I said, you know, let me check on that for a while. And do you know about everybody in the commentary business has got a different idea about this? I mean, it's just crazy how far apart it is. You see, the Leah, being the elder one, was tender-eyed, and Jacob didn't love Leah. He loved Rachel, where the Bible said she was beautiful and well-favored. Praise God.
Yeah.
But I wondered about this tender-eyed business, and I began to search on it and look on it to try to find out what the Bible was trying to say about this lady. When I began to read this, I found out that some commentary said that tender-eyed mean that she had weak eyes and she couldn't see well, and that her eyes were somewhat lacking in vision. Another one said that it meant that her overall appearance, amen, was ugly, that she was an ugly woman, praise God. One commentator said it meant that she had blue eyes. Hallelujah, I don't know how in the world they got that. But they shoot some funny shots sometimes. Praise God. But in my heart and in my soul, none of them seemed just right to me. So I kept on reading. Amen. I kept on studying, and I took the words down. Amen. And broke them down to find out what their meaning was. Amen. The meaning of that word that's used. Amen. It means to look upon things with compassion. Amen. To look upon things with an eye. Amen. That sees the good in things. Praise God. And Leah, amen, have that kind of vision. Glory to God.
All right. Yeah.
You know, but that wasn't the one that Jacob loved. Praise God, he loved Rachel. Yeah, you know, let me tell you something, young boys. When you get ready to go out and find you a girl, praise God, the thing that you're going to use is these eyes that you got.
And I'm going to tell you, let me warn you ahead of time. Praise God, there's more to it, amen, than you're looking at, just looking at the outside of the package. Praise God. I'm going to tell you something, young ladies. Amen. When you start going looking for a mate, praise God, and you're going to look for somebody, amen, and you're just like the boys in a lot of ways, amen, you're going to want somebody that's big and strong and good looking, amen, like old Brother Allen there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm a big old strong strapping boy. Praise God. And you're going to want somebody that drives a brand new Corvette like Brother Scott. Glory to God. And you're going to, you know, that's the kind of thing that folks look at. And they're looking, you know, they're looking with their eyes. Amen. But they need to go farther, amen, than that glance. They need to go farther than that thing that just attaches their vision to that person. Praise God. But the Bible said, amen, Jacob loved Rachel. Hey, hallelujah. And in verse 31, the Bible said that God saw that Leah was hated. Lord God. You know how the Jacob served for 7 years, but Laban was just as crooked as he was. And on his wedding day, he got Leah rather than Rachel. Praise God. And then he gave him Rachel also. Praise God. But he never loved Leah. Glory to God. Can I preach to you a little bit? I'm going to preach to you, if the Lord help me, on the unwanted ones. The unwanted ones. You ever been one of the unwanted ones? You ever been the last one picked when they went to pick basketball teams? You ever been the last one that they want? I mean, they just about soon give you to the other team. You ever been unwanted? Have you ever felt like that you and the rest of the world were somehow at odds with each other? Have you ever felt like that? Help me now. Have you ever felt like that maybe you just don't fit anywhere? That you just kind of feel like an unloved or unwanted one? Praise God. You know, I began to think about what this lady must have felt like in that home where love wasn't. You know, and the scripture, it said that after she had her first son, Reuben, she even said after she started having her children, she said, "Now my husband will love me." Praise God. Now my husband will love me. Lord of God. That feeling that if I can do enough, if I can just do enough, amen, it might bring something my way that I'll change the nature of me, praise God, and I'll not be unwanted anymore, but I'll be revered, or I'll be thought of as somewhat precious in the sight of Jacob, praise God. But it seemed like that everything she did, it never was enough, amen, it always just fell short, amen, of enough. And praise God. And that's the way it seems in life sometimes. Amen. That everything we do, amen, it just seems like it just doesn't hit, amen, the right space. And we just don't find it. Amen. It's just not enough. Hallelujah. Come on. When you read on about this, you'll read on and you'll find out that after a while, amen, Rachel had a boy named Joseph. Praise God. After that, Leah had a 6 sons and 1 daughter, and the handmaidens had each handmaiden of the girls had 2 sons apiece, and that Rachel had a child. And his name was Joseph. Praise God. Y'all remember Joseph? Amen. Joseph, that the Bible said that his brothers called him the dreamer. Praise God. And that dreamer, that when they saw him coming, amen, they despised him in their heart. Praise God. And these brothers that were supposed to be his blood brothers that loved him, amen. At one time he went out to find them while they're out shearing their sheep. And when he went to find them, they saw him afar off. Amen. And one of them said, "Let's kill him." Praise God. "Let's kill him. Let's do away with him." Hallelujah. Lord God, do you know who stopped him from being murdered? Reuben, Leah's boy, and the tender-eyed girl's boy. She stopped. She put something in that boy that even in his life of sin, listen to me, folks. Some of you got children that are out of the house of God. Amen. But yet you hear still stuff coming to you, and people will talk about them, and they'll say something good about them. Praise God, it's because of the heart that you put in them right here around the altar of God. Praise God. And Reuben, he said, praise God, they said one to another in 37 and 19, "Behold, this dreamer cometh. Come now, therefore, and let us slay him and cast him into some pit, and we will say some evil beast have devoured him. And we shall see what shall become of his dreams. And Reuben heard it, and he delivered him out of their hands. And he said, let us not kill him." Praise God. Yeah. Lord God. You know, they cast him on into the pit, and they're going to go ahead and kill him anyway. And at the last, there's another one of Leah's sons, and his name was Judah. Praise God. And Judah said, "What profit is it if we slay our brother and conceal his blood?" That's Leah's boys. Woo! That's that unwanted girl's boys. Oh, Rachel, if you just knew right now, amen, that all the sorrow that you'd cause this lady, that yet in the midst of all that sorrow, she'd put some of that tenderness inside of those boys. Praise God. And that unwanted, hallelujah, that unwanted girl, praise God, it put something inside of those boys that caused them to turn away. Amen. When Joseph was also an unwanted one. Praise God. Let me go a little farther. I'm trying to lay a foundation. Praise God. In 1 Samuel chapter 16, amen, the Bible talks about another unwanted one. "It came to pass when they were come that he looked on Eliab and he said, surely the Lord's anointed is before him," when Samuel come to anoint a king. "But the Lord said unto Samuel, look not upon his countenance nor the height of his stature, because I have refused him. And the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance, but the Lord looketh on the heart." And then Jesse said, "I called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. And Jesse made Shema to pass by. And he said, neither hath the Lord chosen this. And again Jesse made seven of his sons to pass before Samuel. And Samuel said unto Jesse, the Lord hath not chosen these. And Samuel said unto Jesse, are all thy children here?"
Come on now. Yeah.
"Are all your boys here?"
Are they? Come on.
In the heart of Jesse, amen, there was one little boy, amen, up on the hillside that his daddy didn't think he could ever be a king. Praise God. Help me preach a minute. Hallelujah. Hey, preacher, praise God. Sometimes in the process of life, amen, you feel like you're pushed off in the corner and you're just about wanted as an ingrown toenail. Hallelujah. And you feel about worthless and useless. Praise God. And you'll think what you're doing ain't going to amount to anything. And nobody really cares. Praise God about what you're into. Praise God. But God don't call that way. Amen. God don't be that way. Amen. You might say, I can't play a guitar, I can't play a piano, amen, I can't even hardly play the radio. When I try to preach, I spit and sputter around. Great God in heaven, man, and you begin to feel like an unwanted one. But I'm going to tell you what my God does. He reaches inside, amen, and he pulls out those that the world can't realize the value of, and they don't see how much they're really worth. Praise God, and he sees the value, Brother Scott, that lies inside of you when somebody else around you cannot even envision it. Praise God, you ever thought to yourself, I really am more than they think I am? Hallelujah. Help me, Lord. Praise God. Those unwanted ones. You felt it, ain't you, brother? Yeah. Hallelujah. I remember telling my mama when I was growing up, you can look at me now, you know, I have to slip up on a mirror. Praise God. I remember telling my mom when I was growing up, I said, Mom, it ain't nobody ever going to love me. That's the way I thought. That's the way I felt. Ain't nobody ever going to love me. Praise God. Woo! Lord of God. But I found me a tenderite girl. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Unwanted. The refuse. The cast-offs. The ones that never will amount to anything. Praise God. In 1 Samuel 22, David departed thence and escaped to the cave Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him. And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented, gathered themselves unto him, and he became a captain over them. Yeah. And there were with him about 400 men. Hallelujah. You'll find them later on in the Bible being called the mighty men of David. Praise God. Hallelujah. But I'll tell you the truth. Amen. I had a security clearance. Amen. I had a secret clearance for a while, and I got a top secret clearance. Amen. There for a little bit. And I'm going to tell you the truth. David's men couldn't have got a secret clearance. Glory to God. Amen. Their lives wouldn't have allowed them. Amen. The strikes against them. Amen. Would not have allowed them. Amen. To be get a secret clearance for the United States government. Amen. This bunch of folks got together that were distressed and discouraged, amen, and indebted, praise God, and who in the world's going to make a fighting force out of that? David. You don't know why? Because David knows what it is to be unwanted. And you got a bunch of men coming here that ain't wanted nowhere, and David said, I'll take you. I'll take you, praise God. I'll take you. Yeah, but listen, David, I'm in distress. Sometimes it's hard for me to even pray. And sometimes it's hard for me to even read. And sometimes when the preacher preaches, I don't feel like I'm hardly 2 inches tall. And David says, come on, son. You sound just like the man I need. Hallelujah. Oh, David, I got so many debts. I'm so indebted. I got so much against me. Do you know indebtedness here? Amen. Didn't only mean owing somebody money. It might have been owing them some deed of some sort or another. Amen. Owing people. You ever owed somebody? Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, you ever been so indebted that you felt you were unwanted? Praise God. And you'd hate to have somebody to run the credit on you. Glory to God. Praise God. But David said, listen, man, hallelujah, you're just kind of soldier I'm looking for. Hey, but I know what it is to be unwanted. Hallelujah. 11 were poor, uneducated Galileans. The 12th was from Kerioth, a little richer community, and his name was Judas Iscariot. A. Bruce said in the training of the 12, such were the men whom Jesus chose to be with him, while he was here on this earth and to carry on his work after he left it. Such were the men whom the church celebrates as a glorious company of the apostles. The praises merited by the glory of the 12 was not of this world. In a worldly point of view, they were a very insignificant company indeed. A band of poor, illiterate Galilean provincials, utterly devoid of social consequence. They were not likely to be chosen by one having supreme regard to prudential considerations. And then he asked himself this question, why did Jesus choose them? Praise God. He chose a bunch of old hot-headed fishermen. Glory to God. He chose a tax collector. Amen. By the standards of that day, he would have been a traitor. Amen. He worked for the occupying government. Amen. The Roman government. He would have been called a traitor. Amen. He had another one on there called Simon Zelotes. Amen. Who was a zealot. Amen. Who wanted to defeat the Romans. You got one guy that works for them and one guy that works against them. Amen. Ain't no way in the world you're ever going to get these men. Amen. To stay in one place long enough to get anything done. Hey, only way you can do it, amen, as if you're Jesus. Hallelujah. You don't know why Jesus could do it. He was in this world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He came unto his own, and his own received him not. He wasn't wanted. He wasn't wanted. In the Bible, he said, the foxes have holes and the birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not a place to lay his head. Unwanted. Hallelujah. Isaiah 53 said, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we had, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Praise God. Hallelujah. He wasn't wanted. You read Matthew chapter 1, the begets, the generations of Jesus Christ. Beginning at Adam and going on. You read the book of Luke chapter 3, the begats of Jesus. Praise God. And you know what it's going to say? That he came from Leah. He's a line of the tribe of Judah. The unwanted one. All right. On the cross, he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Some commentator said that he was trying to quote a psalm. I believe he was living the psalm. Hallelujah. I've studied about that. Amen. That time on the cross, praise God, where even his father turned from him when he said, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Amen. That unwanted time there on the cross, praise God, when it seemed like even heaven itself had turned its face from him. And he said, forsaken, Lord God, forsaken, praise God. You know why I said that? Amen, because a lot of times in life, we're going to feel so unwanted. Amen, that forsaken is what we're going to feel like. Amen, we're going to feel forsaken. Amen, when they walk out the door, praise God, we're going to feel forsaken. Amen, when the circumstances happen. Amen, and we feel like there's no way in the world that we can ever, amen, stand up against the pain. Amen. When people stand up and walk out on you, Brother Bobby. Amen. Just stand up in church and walk out. I've had it happen to me. Amen. When friends, amen, turn around the other side. Amen. Won't have anything to do with you. Amen. And I would say it feels like I I'm so unwanted. It feels like I'm so forsaken. Amen. But I have a high priest. I have a high priest who's touched with the feelings of my infirmities. He was in all points tempted like as we, and yet without sin. Praise God. He says, come boldly, and find help in a time of need. Glory to God. I don't know where you're at tonight. It's the only man, I got a bunch of messages, but this is the only one the Lord let me preach tonight. Praise God. Where are you at tonight? Are you one of the unwanted ones? And do you feel like, hey, Bennett, I just feel like I just don't fit. I want you to know that Calvary says, you fit. I want you to know that an empty tomb says, you fit. I want you to know that an upper room says, that you fit. I want you to know that God, through his blessed son Jesus, called all those. And the psalmist said, he reached into that horrible pit. Amen. And he pulled me out. And he set me on solid ground. I can still feel the mud shaking off of me sometimes, where God reached way down and got this unwanted boy. Hallelujah. He takes old slave captains and makes them write songs. Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. Wretch. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Sometimes I don't think nobody knows where I'm at. Sometimes the place I'm at, sister, I've been praying for you. Sometimes I think that I'm at a place, amen, where there's impossibilities of getting to. Amen. And all I have to do is say, Jesus. 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 How about you? Praise God. Will somebody get me a song? Hallelujah. Where are you tonight? Are you at that last knot just hanging on for dear life? Are you at that unwanted place? Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. When I was a young preacher, when I got saved, I was a mess. I wasn't raised in the house of God. I didn't know nothing about the Lord. I didn't know nothing about the Bible. I didn't know John 3:16. I didn't know there's an Old and New Testament. I didn't know nothing. And I was a mess. I lived a mess. Like some of the ones you talked to me about. When I got saved, my pastor, after the Lord began to work with me and deal with me, and God called me to preach. My pastor couldn't see who I was for who I used to be. Praise God. And he never would turn his pulpit over to me. Praise God. Yeah, come on and help me preach a minute. And I felt like, you know, the devil comes, brother, and talks, Brother Scott.
And he said, you know, you are better off sitting on the stool where you're sitting. But he's lying, Brother Josh. He's lying. Praise God. And I went on and preached. And I kept on preaching. And I kept on preaching. Until that brother finally retired. Praise God. And I went, I was pastoring a church down in Augusta County. I went up to his porch on a weekend down home and visiting, and I wanted to make a special trip down there to see him. I sat on his porch, praise God, and he looked at me, praise God, and he said, son, you have done good. I had labored and worked for that, praise God. Just that one statement, you've done good, praise God. Are you here tonight? And you just like for the Lord be able to say you done good. Are you here tonight and it feels like every time you get a hold it just slips off and you fall back down again. And every time you try to get up it seems like a foot's pushing you back down again. And it seems like you just can't get traction at all. Amen. God sent me to preach to you. Amen. That he knows what it is to be unwanted. Praise God. And you're not unwanted in his eyes. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. Amen. His only son that you should not perish, but have everlasting life. Lord God. Hallelujah. Let me read one more scripture and I'll get out of the way. Praise God. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ, the power of God and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For you see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, not many noble are called, but God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And he hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. Praise God, and base things of the world, and things which are despised, hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. Hallelujah. These are the conditions of the soul. The last one, things that are not. Amen. And what I've studied, it means as if you don't even have a soul. Things that are not. Back in the Azusa Street Revival, there's a man named Seymour. He was a one-eyed black man. He was pastor of the Azusa Street Mission. In a time where he could not drink from the same water fountain as a white man, God laid his hand on him. Praise God. At a time where he could not go in the same restaurant and eat in the same table, God laid his hand on him. Praise God. At a time where he would be called less, amen, than a man, God laid his hand on him. Praise God. And when he laid his hand on him, he stirred this whole wide world up. Amen. A one-eyed black man wasn't worth much around 1900. Amen. Not anywhere in this world except in the eyes of Calvary. In the eyes of Calvary, he was precious. In the eyes of the Lord, he was precious. In the eyes of the Lord, you're precious. Amen. And your soul is precious. And he is not wanting to cast you away. He wants to draw you to him. Praise God. Brother Scott, go ahead. Lord of God. Would you stand with me?
When I'm hurting,
oh, listen to him.
There's no way to describe the pain.
Jesus wanted to be your friend.
I feel inside.
Hallelujah.
When I struggle,
I don't know y'all much at all.
and peace just seems
so I'm just preaching what the Lord gave me.
Lost friend.
I want to tell you something. God really
he
wants
just
you.
Takes
God really
me
wants you to stay
in his arms.
God really wants you to make it.
He just takes me in his arms and holds.
How'd you like him to do that tonight for you?
Reaches
just take
down,
you, pick you up like one of his little lost lambs and carry you in his bosom. That's my God.
He just takes
that's my Savior. That's my Redeemer.
In his arms
Lord
and
God.
Holds me.
Oh, come on. Come
ever
on.
So gentle.
Hallelujah. Will you come?
Till the fields
come on. He's waiting
subside
on you. He's waiting on you.
He
would
just
you come?
Takes
would you come? You are wanted.
In his
you
arms
wanted
and holds
you are wanted.
Me. Reaches down to wipe the teardrops from my eyes.
Come on, folks.
He just takes
come on, folks
me.
He wants you.
In his arms.
Yes, he
and
does.
Holds
he wants you. Oh, you're
ever
highly favored.
So gentle.
Come on now. Hallelujah.
To the
hallelujah. Come on. Thank God. Lord. Oh, God, touch Slim. Come on, folks. Come on, folks. Would you pray? Would you pray?
To talk
come on, would you pray? It's time to pray. It's time to pray. It's time to call on the Lord. Hallelujah. Come on, brethren. Hallelujah.
I can hide.
Come
the
on,
pain
folks. Come on, sisters. Come on, folks. Hallelujah. Oh,
when I struggle,
just for that special occasion.
Just, seems
just for that special time. Come on, that place. Hallelujah. Come on, folks. Would
he
you pray?
He just takes me to his arms again. He just takes me to his arms and holds me. Reaches down to wipe the teardrops from my eyes. Oh, he just takes me in his arms and holds me.
Come on, folks.
Ever
come on,
so
folks
gentle.
Come on, folks.
To the
come on,
feelings
hallelujah
subside.
Oh, the world. Come on now. Come on, folks. Come on, folks. Come on. Oh, come on, sisters. Come on, brethren. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That's good. Amen. Talk to him. Hallelujah. Talk to him.
Just takes me, oh yes, to his arms and holds me, ever so gentle, till the feelings all subside. He just takes me to his arms and holds me. He reaches down to wipe the teardrops from my eyes. Oh, and he just takes me to his arms and holds me ever so gentle. Jesus takes me to his arms and holds me, reaches down to wipe the teardrops from our eyes. Oh, and he just takes me to his arms and holds me, ever so gentle, till the feelings all subside. When I'm lonely, need a friend to talk to. When I'm feeling right, when I'm hurting, there's no way to describe the pain I feel inside. When I struggle, peace just seems to me a long lost friend. He just takes me to his arms again. Oh, and he just takes me to his arms and holds me. He reaches down to wipe the teardrops from my eyes. And he just takes me to his arms and holds me, ever so gentle, till the feelings all subside.
Come on, folks. Would you pray? Would you pray? Oh, would you just...